Whether you're just looking to stay warm during a hunt or need maximum concealment, the clothing you wear can make or break a hunt. At MidwayUSA.com, we understand hunting clothing has come a long way with more meticulously crafted camo patterns, advanced scent control technologies, and weatherproof options to withstand the elements. Hunters have to wait until their favorite season, but shouldn't wait on gear, which is why MidwayUSA offers super fast shipping. When you're ready for your next system, log on to MidwayUSA.com. At MidwayUSA, we know the AR-15 is one of the most popular rifles in modern American history. Known for its modularity and widespread use, it's often considered essential to any gun collection. The essential things you need to run an AR-15 are usually always in stock during shortages, things like magazines and 5.56 ammo. Whether you're looking to buy a new AR-15 or buy parts for your modern sporting rifle, log on and for just about everything for the outdoors, shop MidwayUSA.com.
What's going on, everybody? We're going to do How To Tuesday today. It's going to be on knot strength. And recently we did one that was the Steve Huff double figure eight versus the non-slip mono loop. And on Instagram, I had Captain Bryson at Instagram ask me, had I ever tried a double figure eight versus an improved Homer Road? And the answer is no. That's why we're going to do it today. I like the double figure eight very much, because it pulls very straight, and I use it for tarpon fishing, and I don't use this knot for 12-pound leader, which is what we have it tied today. In my testing, I have determined that the non-slip mono loop is superior to the double figure eight loop, but just for the sake of testing this knot, we're going to see which is stronger, the double figure eight or the improved Homer Road. Now, the double figure eight is a figure eight in the line. Then you go through the fly or the hook. Then you go back through the figure eight, and then you tie another figure eight around the line. Those figure eights come together like this and form a good knot called the double figure eight. That knot hangs perfectly straight. The improved Homer Road is almost exactly the same knot. A Homer Road is an overhand through the fly, back through the overhand, an overhand around the standing line. Those knots come together like this. In my experience, that is a pretty weak knot, about a 50 to 60% knot. Good for heavy leader, but not so much for light leader. But the improved Homer Road is a figure eight through the fly, back through the figure eight with a single overhand instead of a figure eight like the double figure eight. Those knots come together like this and form a loop knot. That's what we're going to test today. We're going to start with a double figure eight. Today we're using exactly the same line. We're using the Daiwa J Fluoro 12-pound fluorocarbon. That's a very common leader material for me. And that's what we're going to test this knot with. So the double figure eight with 12-pound J Fluoro. We're going to pull on this one. I actually don't expect it to be super strong. 8.95. Okay. So again, I think you're going to tie a non-slip mono loop. It's probably going to be stronger than that. But let's just see. Between these two knots, is the improved Homer Road going to test out more or less than 8.95? That's really what we're trying here. 9.55. Wow. That's kind of a surprise. And why would that be a surprise? I would think that the double figure eight would be stronger, that two figure eights coming together would be stronger than a figure eight coming together with a standard overhand knot. But what the scale just showed was that the improved Homer Road was stronger than the double figure eight. And that's exactly why I think that it's important that we do these knot testing at home in a controlled environment where you can control exactly the type of line that you're using. You can tie it with exactly the same line that you're going to use out on the boat. You can make sure that you're tying the knots correctly, and you can determine how many turns is the strongest. in something like this where these knots are almost identical, one little change can mean the difference in almost a pound of breaking strength. So that really surprised me. I would have put my money on the double figure eight. The improved Homer Road proved stronger today. Now, these knots, that's pretty interesting. Pretty interesting to me. I would not choose either one of these knots for 12 pound, but I would choose these knots for a little bit heavier line where I want them to hang perfectly straight. And if you're looking for strength there, the improved Homer Road seems to be stronger than the double figure eight by a noticeable amount. 9.55 to 8.42, I think is what I said. That is very surprising. So the improved Homer Road wins out. Thank you, Captain Bryson, for pointing that out and being involved on the Instagram. I appreciate that. If you have suggestions, you can leave them right here in the comments on Instagram, or you can text 305-930-7346, 305-930-7346. Had to look. 7346. That's the number. So that is How To Tuesday for today. Shoot me a text or leave a comment with another couple of knots that you think might be interesting to test, because this one was interesting and it surprised me. Congratulations to the improved Homer Road. You're the champion today. All right. We'll see you next week for another How To Tuesday.
Thursdays with Saltwater Experience, brought to you by Golden Boat Lifts, every Thursday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.
When you go out there and the fish are where you think they are, any one of these casts could be the bite. It's the most exciting fishing that I know, right here at Hawks Cave.
Oh, that's awesome.
Experience the best saltwater fishing the world has to offer. Don't miss Thursdays with Saltwater Experience. Brought to you by Golden Boat Lifts. Every Thursday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV. The destination for outdoor entertainment.